Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your brother Elohim speaking to you live out of Philadelphia. We're going to be doing some things out of the tyrannical scriptures, secret doctrine. This is what we're going to be doing every Tuesday. That's if they let us stay on the air. But we're not going to be deterred by that. We're going to keep going and get things done what we're supposed to do. when I do an assertion, I walk the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on being with yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment, and I will get what I want. Carson, you be make sure that you know what you want. Mama say, be careful what you ask for, you just might get it, okay? So we don't want to, sometimes we ask for something and we get it, we say, oh man, I sure wish this hadn't come my way, you know? So make sure it's what you want. What we're going to do today, there are words and definitions of words that we need to redo or at least have a different thought process about them. Right or wrong is a very interesting concept. When you're building, putting physical things together, you know, using mathematics, mathematics is right. You know, if you have a precise calculation, it's a precise calculation. Actually, the only accurate science that exists is mathematics. Because once you accept the fact that 1 and 1 is 2, that opens up the whole mathematical system to you. Now, if you don't accept that 1 and 1 is 2, then you have a problem. You have to do things a little different. Because 1 and 1 don't have to be 2. It could be 3. You see what I'm saying? So it just depends on what you're thinking and what your thought process is. Okay? So right now, we're leaning towards this particular system. So 1 and 1 is 2 for us right now. Okay? So what we're going to do, we're going to go down some words. Right? And a little later on, we might get into the Constitution. Because in the members' book, there's the Constitution. It's Radical Scripture Complete Volume. We have our Constitution, which is honored by the society. So we would like for you to if you have the book, you know, tune in with us. We're on page 129. Okay, we're going to be going down some of these words. Now, remember, if you have a question or anything that you want to talk about or want to get into, just push 1 on your dial, and that'll open up your mic, and you can come in and say whatever you have to say. Now, we don't mention your name. We just use the last 4 digits of the phone number, and these next broadcasts that we're going to be doing all the way through this month, we're going to dedicate them to Milton McIntosh, the legacy of the nation. He did a good job. He's also the general and commander of the Buffalo Soldiers. So he's just a very, very good person. We love him a lot. He had his military career and everything else. So we just want to honor him for trying to get back as much secret. Based on his understanding, and we think that's good. You know, I'm going to miss him so much because he's the guy I talk to. He's my elder. So he's the guy I go to talk to when I'm stuck, you know, and I need a shoulder to cry on. He's there, okay? The first word that we're going to give is called 360 degrees of power, because the words that you use create a thought process. And the thought process coming through these words is actually power. This is where your power base begins. And this is why the words you use are very important, okay? Because you can tell a lot about you by the words that you use, you know, and which vernacular that you're coming from when you use the words that you use. And so the first word that we're going to deal with is based on what's going on in today's culture, in today's society, I mean, today's culture. We're going to deal with the word slavery. Now, slavery is the condition of a slave, a civil relationship in which one man has absolute power over the life, fortune, and liberty of another. That's Black's Law Dictionary, okay? A slave is one who looks for someone else to lead them. Now, you listen to these very carefully. A slave is one who is controlled by another. A slave does not control what they eat. A slave does not have the best teaching to keep them in control. A slave does not control manufacturing. A slave does not control security. A slave does not control its medical industry. A slave does not control its science. A slave does not control the rules that govern it A slave does not control its economics. This is all this is coming from Black's Law Dictionary. Now, let's get into what Elohim is saying. We're going to go over these words from a different perspective, okay? You cannot not be a slave, okay? The question you have to ask yourself is, who is the slave master, okay? Now, let's deal with that thought right there first, okay? We were talking about this yesterday. The body will do what you want it to do. You are the master of the body. So, in effect, you are a slave master, and your body is a slave. It don't control what it eats, don't control when it lays down. Well, it might control when it lays down because you're sleeping. Now, we're just going to fall over and go to sleep. But this body that you have no control over anything unless you give it permission to do whatever it's going to do, okay? So this incorporeal entity that lives inside this body, spirit, soul, whatever you call it, after anything, that's the master. And the flesh is the slave, okay? Now, at one time, we were all incorporeal beings. And once we became corporeal, we began to decay. That's when death starts. And our death during the day, you know what I'm saying? The Bible reference to during in the days of Eve, which is 900 years. That's how much time the physical body can actually exist as it is, okay? With evidence, some other teaching that the body can exist longer than that. Or we can construct a new body and take that one over. That's not what we get to right now. We don't want to get too far off topic here. But you cannot not be a slave master, okay? You cannot not be a slave physically. Physically, you want to always be a slave. Your master is always going to be the incorporeal entity that lives inside of you, okay? That's because that's who you really are. That incorporeal entity is infinite, does not die, he death. It don't exist along the parameters that we have laid out for life and death. Okay? And there's whole different parameters for the incorporeal entity, which sooner or later we're gonna spend more time studying. Okay? Once we wake ourselves up and be able to do more with the flesh, then it's even conceivable by the culture that we set up in now, then they begin to take notice of this incorporeal entity that actually is who you are, okay? Your DNA and all that don't determine that, okay? They can't find that out by checking your DNA, okay? That's strictly in the physical plane, okay? Now, you are constantly in a slave-master relationship. You are the master of your physical body. It will do whatever you tell it to do. That's why they work so hard to control your mind so that you will let them assume mastery of your body. Your body is a servant to your brain, which takes orders from your mind. Now, let's deal with that one. This is different than the tyrannical scriptures that we're talking about. We can read it on page 129. We're going through some words, the support process that we're dealing with, okay? Your mind, that's why they work so hard to control your mind so that you will let them assume mastery of your body. Your body is a servant to your brain, which takes orders from your mind. Now, this is tyrannical scripture. This is a whole different thought process, okay? You need to wake up to what's going on, who you are, and what's going on around you, right? Now, this is the portion of the book that's called 360 Degrees. We're on page 29. Those of you who have your, the members that have their book, have the information, you can open your book to page 129 and follow along with us, okay? I decided to go this way first. There's also a constitution in the book as well. We might get into a little bit of that later on, but that's just for the sake of the members. Okay. Now, that's something to think about. Now, here's the question. If the mind is so powerful, how do they control the brain? How do they control the mind? You know what I'm saying? They control the mind because the mind functions through your brain. The synaptic nerves in your system allows the information to transfer from your mind to your brain, okay? Now, it's, they're calling it electrical impulses, but it's more subtle than that. Can't get into that right now because we have no concept of the subtle energy that's out there that's permeated through dark matter and stuff like that here, you know? So there's no reference that you can go to reference this subtle energy that's out there that it's a communication mode between the corporeal and incorporeal systems, okay? Now, so in order for them to control your mind, they have to put you in a particular vibration because everything is frequencies and vibration. So they have to put you in a certain vibratory frequency so that the mind can't get through to really instruct you on what's going on, you know, because you're blocking everything. This is what we call when you enter the occult. Once you enter the occult, you come into faith and belief. Those are your systems that you'll be dealing with. Don't have to be true. Don't have to be real. Once they get you to believe or have faith in it, you know, then we have a problem. Then we have a problem because we can no longer get through you. We can no longer talk to you. Okay, just to give you an example, I have a had a brother. You know, he's no longer with me now. And me and him used to be tight, real tight. We talk about everything. He entered into Islam. Okay, I've been in Islam myself at the time. We talking, but then he entered into the occult practice that they were instructing him in. We could no longer talk. There was no more communication with me and him. He could not hear what I was saying, even to say whether it's right or wrong. He just shut down. And that's a terrible thing when you can't listen to a person just to say, hey, I disagree with that. I think that's crap. But when you don't even listen, out of hand, you just shut it down. This is what the occult has been doing. And you can see evidence of this all over the planet, especially in the last four political years. You know, some of the things that's going on right now, you can see how the occult has taken control over the brain so that the mind can't communicate with the brain. They're stuck where they're at. There's no growth there. So these are some of the problems that we have to overcome. But first, you have to know that these things are there, that these problems exist. Okay, this is how they're controlling your mind. They can't really control your mind. They control the brain, the frequencies in the brain, so that the mind can flow through. That's what's going on. Okay, and it's hard to break that once the occult practices take in. Right now, let's go to another word. Now, like I said, if you have a question or anything that you want to ask, you can just hit one. And let me know if you have a question or something that you want to say. Now, this is Toronto the Scripture's secret doctrine that I'm reading from. Now, this book has been in existence for a minute, okay? But I'm just not at liberty to begin opening up this information because in this day and time, we need a better source. I shouldn't say better. But we need another source of information that we can go to get our things from, all right? Well, I don't like to use the term pure or better or anything like that. Everything depends on where you live at. You know what I'm saying? The next note we're going to deal with is person. A man considered according to the rank he holds in society. Now, you got to think about that for a minute. A man considered according to the rank he holds in society, with all the rights to which the place he holds entitles him and his duty, which it imposes. Let's think about that for a minute, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, when you call yourself a person, right, you're relating to your condition. Okay, I don't know if I should use that word condition. Well, let's use the term rank. You're related to your rank. You know what I'm saying? a person. You understand? So a person, they have related you to a person based on your birth certificate. And now you got to, some of you have to go look this up. Based on your birth certificate. See what I'm saying? Your birth certificate ties you into what they're calling a straw man. Okay? Now you have to look that up if you don't know about the straw man. You're not getting into straw man from today. But that's what a person is. Now, you are beyond being a person. So you are a sovereign individual. I mean, if your freedom and your rights are unalienable, it's inalienable rights, but your rights are unalienable, which means they can't take your rights from you based on the indenture agreement that they agreed to when they decided to follow the Constitution. You know what I'm saying? So this is what we're giving you now is a different thought process. There's no better or wrong, but we need to to be in different frequencies in order to see certain things in a certain way. Okay, persons are divided by law into natural and artificial, natural and artificial. You know what I'm saying? natural persons are such as the God of nature formed us. Okay, now notice they use, this is Black Law Dictionary. Now notice we use the term form and not create. See, they know some things that you don't know because they know you were not created. You can't make something out of nothing. Okay? That's not how the universe works. Everything is made up out of energy. And you can't just, you can't create anything. You can't be created or destroyed. Either it is there and you can use it to do things because we're designers. We design all kinds of stuff out there, planes or whatever. We need to design and do what we have to do. They use the term, the God of nature formed us, okay? Now, they're very careful with their wording because they don't want you to come into the reality of what the Bible is trying to tell you in Psalms 82, that you are a God. That is a God of nature. You know what I'm saying? What do they mean by God of, you know what I'm coming from? That's a certain thought process. That takes you into the one God concept. I'm not saying that you shouldn't live there, but a lot of us live there in the one God concept. And the Bible tells you something different, but they follow the Bible. You follow what I'm saying? The Quran calls you a vice Jared. See what I'm saying? So they're telling you that you have power, but you don't know how to access or use this power. And they make sure the 1%, and I'm talking about the 1% mostly, they know what I'm saying. And they know what's going on, but they don't want you to wake up and not only smell the coffee, but drink the coffee, okay? Okay, now, wait a minute here. Oh, now you have a natural person that's formed by God. Then you have artificial or such as are created and divided by human laws for the purpose of society and government, which are corporations and body politics. This is Black Law Dictionary. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm talking about persons, all right, of society, of government, which are corporations and body politics, all right? Now, your straw man is considered a corporation, okay? And they function in, which is tied to the birth certificate. And they're functioning on your birth certificate as a corporate entity, and they're getting paid on that birth certificate because you don't know anything like that. See, they take over this physical form, okay, when within 30 days, if you don't file for custody of that child within 30 days, that child is considered abandoned, and the state takes control over that child. Gets control over that child. That's why when you go to court, it's this big thing. The state has to step in and see what's going on. Why would the state have to get involved with your child? You know, because it's not your baby. It's not your baby because you didn't you didn't file for custody. Now, if you have a little dispute with your spouse, now you file for custody. How come you both didn't have custody right from the beginning? See, there's things that they're not telling you that you need to know to wake yourself up as to what's going on right now. See, the whole thing is these people want control over your faith because that's where the money's at, all right? In the Bible, right? I do a lot from the Bible. The Bible is a very strong code book if you know how to read it. In the Bible, it tells you that the remedy for the people with money is that they pay for their crime. They buy their way out. They have to put up a cow or they have to put up to pay out to pay for what they have done. If you don't have money, they take your slave and put it to work for free. Hence, they put you in jail. See what I'm saying? That's what's going on right now. That's why they have the bonding process and the all that. If you can't put up bond, you don't have no money. What they do, they take your slave and put it to work to pay for whatever it is they claim you are doing. You follow what I'm saying? So these are different thought processes that are coming up based on, I'm just hitting you with a different thought process. This is within the Toronto scriptures because you need to have a different frequency. Your brain has to function at a different frequency to allow more information to come into your mind because your mind is connected to the cosmos. Your mind is connected to everything out there, you know? You think that we're designing all this new stuff just out of the clear blue? No, all this is in your mind, okay? This is why we constantly come up with new things and better things as designers. That's what we are, we're designers. We have this little trick that they play on us. Zionism versus evolution. See what I'm saying? No. We're designers because we're still designing. We're not evolving into anything. We same way we are now. We was when we put this earth together. Let me put it like that. That's a whole nother thought process. I don't want to go too far into that because I'm just dealing with what Black Law is saying, and then we have what Elohim is saying about the same thought process, right? But remember, when we talk about the artificial, right, or such as are created and devised by human laws. See, the laws determine whether you're a natural man or an artificial man. The artificial man, according to the law, is your slave. That's your corporate slave name. That's why all the stuff that they be sending you, they all cap letters. That ain't you. That's the artificial guy. That's what I'm saying. You can check some of this stuff out. It's in your book. They're changing Google, so if you're going to start Googling some of this information, you need to do it right away, okay? Okay. The purpose of society and government, which are corporations, embody politics. This is Black's Law Dictionary. Now, you can look up Black's Law Dictionary and get this information from Black's Law Dictionary. Now, we have the a different frequency coming at you based on what Elohim is saying. In the scriptures, right? A person is a fictitious, that takes all the game work out. Whenever you call yourself a person, you're fictitious in it because the Bible don't call you a person. See what I'm saying? A person is a group of people working together as a corporation. A person only exists in the mind of others because a person is not real. That's what I'm saying. You only exist based on the paperwork coming from your birth certificate. That's how the person exists. Your mailbox, all right? That person that you are, that they're talking about, lives in your mailbox. And that mailbox belongs to the state, to the government. It's against the law to put anything in that mailbox that don't have their permission. What's their permission? The stamp. You got to pay to put stuff in that mailbox. The mailbox belongs to it don't belong to you. You follow what I'm saying? It's kind of interesting. I had a big problem because I don't have a mailbox. And at first, they was complaining. But now I got enough space under the door where they can put all the mail under the door. So they just stop complaining, just throw it under the door. It's easier because they don't have to climb up the steps too. So, but that mailbox does not belong to you. It literally belongs to whoever's in control of that. And if you don't believe that, start sticking flyers in that mailbox and see what happens. They can literally come after your company. If you notice, when you get stuff, it's on the rail, it's thrown on your step, They don't stick it in your mailbox because it's against the law to put anything in that mailbox that's not paid for or you don't have their permission to do so. Their permission is that stamp, okay? I'm just hitting you with some different thought processes, right? A person only has the energy of others. So based on what you think about a certain group of people, okay, that group only exists because of the energy of the people around it. Think about that for a second. Now just think about that for a second. All these churches and religions and groups that set up, how many of them are there? And that group only functions because of the people around them believe or have faith in what that group is saying or the frequency that group is putting out. You know, you can go, I'm a Christian. Well, how many different types of Christians are there? I'm a Muslim. How many types of different Muslims are there? And how come, if they're all coming from the same book, why are there so many different groups out there claiming the same thing with different diets? The occult practices, the energy of that group only exists in the minds of people that follow that group. I mean, that's something to think about. If you don't give these people energy, that group will not exist. All right, so you are the energy of the group that you're in, okay? Okay, a person who exists as a person obvious to the universe and its power a person who exists as a person is oblivious. That's the word that they want to use, oblivious to the universe and its power. Let me just deal with that just for a second. I probably need to do a commercial. But you guys, you pray for power, but you don't realize, based on who the Bible say you are, you're carrying power. You can just demand what you want. You don't have to pray for it. You can pray for it if you want, but you don't have to, because the entire universe works for you. So when you want something, if you want a different lifestyle, you want different things, you want better cars and money and houses or whatever you want, sit down and design a system for yourself to bring that stuff to you, because the universe is going to give you what you're asking for. I think they sold some of our energy back to us when they say what you think about, you bring about. I think that's it in one of those CDs they have, you know. What a man thinketh, he becomes. Well, that's in the Bible. All that's in the book on the Read What You Sow. They just dissected it, giving it back to you because you have no idea how to read these books. You understand what I'm saying? It's just amazing how they're blocking your brain from receiving information from your mind, okay? Now, there's a thing called the Oracle. Oh, boy. What they have done to the thought process of the Oracle. Oh, the Oracle. No. The Oracle is a dimension between your mind and your brain, okay? The Oracle regulates your synaptic nerve function to allow how much information is coming from your mind to your brain. Because if you get too much, if that Oracle's not working, that energy coming in so fast and so powerful, your physical brain can't handle it, and you'll be out of whack. It's like trying to put too much information in a laptop. It just can't take it. And the brain can't take it. You got people walking around quoting scriptures all day long, crazy as a bedbug. You follow what I'm saying? They just got too much information, and they don't know how to regulate the Oracle. That's why the famous columns are so full, because they don't understand it's a regulation of the Oracle process. But they don't teach that because they teach the Oracle as some kind of the divine being or something. You know what I'm saying? So what do? The drug lords are getting paid. They just give them drugs, give them medicine, give them depressants or whatever, you know what I mean? But they don't solve the problem. All they do is get you in such a state that you can't even function. Now, we're still dealing with coaching. A person who exists, is oblivious to the universe and its power. A person does not know themselves. Now, this is what's coming out of the scriptures. Now, we're saying this. A person do not know themselves. You don't know who you are because everybody is telling you who you are and what you're supposed to do. Why? because instead of being the God that the Bible say you are, you're becoming a man and a woman. A man and a woman function under nature. There's natural laws that cover men and women. See what I'm saying? So when you decide, yes, well, I want to fly, it's not natural for men and women to fly. You go outside and flap your arms, you're not going nowhere. You'll be flapping until your arms fall off because it's not natural for men and women to fly. But it's natural for God to fly because God is the designer with unlimited potential. They're giving you the wrong concept of God. God's sitting up there watching everybody so they can send your soul down to a guy sitting on a or sitting on a hot rock, sipping tea waiting to torture you all the days of your life. I mean, come on. The whole thing is to keep you in a sleep state. They do not want you to wake up. As long as you're asleep and they have control over your slave, and right now they're controlling your slave through economics. They're using that money to control your slave. You follow what I'm saying? So as long as they are able to do that, they're fine. They'll become billionaires, trillionaires off your slave, and you don't have no control over the slave. You're working for $15 an hour, and they're making $200 an hour, $500 an hour off the labor from your slave. Now, what you need to do before I go into the commercial is something to think about. And on the job that you're on, think about how they're making the money to pay you. And get more interested in that part of the job. And you'd be surprised. Once you start helping them make money to pay you, you're going to make more money. You're going to go from $15 to $20 to $30 an hour because you're bringing money into the organization. And if you can figure out how they're making money and work to help them make money, you'll be able to do the same thing, make money for yourself, and pay yourself that $200 or $300 an hour rather than that $15, $20 an hour. Just something to think about, okay? This is, we're going to do a little commercial here. Just to get back to the people that be helping out, you know, what's going on. I'm trying to stick to the commercial. I'm going to record this because I get to talking during the commercial and make the commercial last longer, you know. This is Living Five Childhood Constellation Osiris Radio Presents, Living Speaks. 8 to 9 p.m. Philadelphia. The calling number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you have a comment or you want to say anything, or if you flat out just disagree with what we're saying, that's fine. You know, we don't have a problem with that. Everybody's not going to agree with everything, and that's good. That's power, because sometimes disagreeing, you get an answer. You know what I'm saying? I need to just run a commercial. Sometimes you disagree, you get an answer, and it'll help you with your thought process. You know, I'm not saying we don't get into right or wrong. Wherever you live at, that's where you live at. We're not trying to take you off where you live at, but we want you to think. We want you to wake up and see where you live at so you can decide if you want to stay there or not, okay? We're on the radio every day. Suddenly, we're talking about the Bible 2.0. So if we don't know how to read the book, it's a very powerful book. Monday, we get the society news, the Elohim Cloud Trap, Society of Blood. We have our site up now. We're working on it. We're building a site. So those of you who have computer knowledge and want to give us a hand, let us know. The number for that is 516-451, and I'll give it to you slow if you want to write it down. I'm about so fast, you know. Okay. And so you can go there, and the purpose of the site is to so we can have another outlet to sell our goods and services. If you have whatever you're selling, take cookies, pies, or you got WWE flags and all that stuff, you can put them on a site. I do books and CDs. I have a CD on the market right now. In fact, my CD is called Now Jesus is Coming, 911 Jesus Emergency. It's got 3D. Used to turn doctor because I use Jesus' name quite a bit in the CD. Jesus is a very powerful, can't call him a person because he was beyond the thought of being a person. He's a very powerful God. I mean, that's my favorite. Just had a Bible. He's a very powerful God. We all got it. He was a very powerful God. And his thought process was pretty outstanding. So that's why we like him so much, okay? And so the gospel CD is out there. You can go to CD Baby, or you can just give me a call, or you can go to Amazon, Spotify, eBay. It's everywhere out there. If you just want to listen to it, you can go to YouTube, type in the Elohim soundtrack, and you can listen to it, okay? Now, when you go to the site, we don't know how much information you're going to get because we're still building the site. But if you want to put your information on the site, just let us know, okay? Now, the CD called Jesus is Coming. Now, the question you ask, is Jesus coming back? Where's he coming from? He's going to come from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you see, now, if your sisters out there, be careful of the babies that you're dumping, because one of these children will be the one to get us out of this mess we're in. And a little bit of information comes from the Islamic scriptures, the tree of life. There are all kinds of crazy names for the tree of life, and Andromeda, but the tree of life is your children. We're supposed to eat out of what the tree of life produces. If your children ain't producing nothing, this society will crumble and fall. You see what I'm saying? So the children are your tree of life, and treat them accordingly, because they need to learn how to produce. Food, clothing, shelter, security. That's the key for the whole thing, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, The Islamic Scriptures, Part 2 of Christ Has Come, all right? That's on Amazon. You just call directly and order a copy, okay? please don't forget, I just told you about the website, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler and his books and Mark's Cry Out. He understands history. We had a global empire out there, and this guy understood that. He's writing and giving proof and everything about that. So you might want to pick up on his book, okay? Legacy of the Nation show will be hosted on Saturday from 8 to 9 instead of Saturday at 6. I'm going to be hosting the show for Brother Mac. Mac made transition Sunday. Boy, I'm going to miss that guy. He's going to make transition. He's my elder, and a lot of times I call him. I need somebody to bounce stuff off of, you know. We call him Show with Cry On, but we just keep bouncing off of each other. And his funeral is Thursday at the Baptist Church. If you need more information about that, just give me a call, 516-453-9215. The number for you. 215-758-1703. And I'll tell you everything that's going on. I'm about to see you. It's going to be Thursday, 11 o'clock. Right across the street from where Girls High used to be, on Germantown Avenue. I would like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube. She has the, I'm the name, Kamika 11. She has a spoken word, and she speaks a very good word. You might want to listen to some of the words she's been cooking. I also like to give a shout out to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She's pretty good at it. She's done reading on me, and I like to, you know, we did a reading on each other. I do some spiritual reading on myself. Her calling number is 909-749-8625. She's give her a call, find out what she's on and what's going on with her YouTube and everything else. Okay. I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 of Philadelphia. That's the UNIA. That's the organization I was told about Marcus Garvey over 100 years ago in the 20s. Okay. They call UNIA ACL 1918 to 1929 world. They meet every week for more information. This contact person is Mark Free. That's from UNIA 267. 832-2320. That's the United Negro Improvement Association. Those of you who are not familiar with it, Mark Scarvey has the largest black organization in the history of the country. If you let me know how prominent the brother was out there doing what he thought, okay? And I also like to give a shout out to the UAIA. That's an organization for offering land to build on in Africa. That's right, dude. People thinking about doing some things in Africa right now. He also makes clothes. He does buttons, flags. If you need that red, black, and pink flag, give brother a call. His number is 609-638-5828, okay? Now we got Safemore Electronics. Electronics company founded by one of my little ones, which is good. Children have to be producing, right? He does some work here. He does outlets, lights, and things like that. He'll put in alarm systems, whatever you need. Just give him a call from 9 to 5. His number is 215-909-3352. From 9 to 5, just give him a call, okay? And I'd like to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton. He writes under the name of Thomas T. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. And if you listen to any of my songs, you'll hear that little harmony in there. He helped me do some of the harmony on my album. And he's pretty good. So you want to give him a call. His number is 267-259-4077. He's got 6 CDs out there. He's got a recording studio out there. So if you're trying to make some music or something, give him a call. He's a very, very, very kind person. He'll help you out. That's what he can. Okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Pathline Academy. Licensed and certified and registered nurse who is currently in medical school trying to be a doctor. Another one of my little ones. I stick my chest out because they're trying to do something, okay? She has a Taylor Path before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best qualified children service, give her a call. Her number is 610-638-8352 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And email is philipotlearningacademy@gmail.com. Okay? So I'd like to give a shout out to our residents, our doctors, Dr. Paul, naturopathic doctors. Okay? His number is 215-779-7255. And if you give him a call, and he has a nutrient chart, he'll test you for free. Don't cost you, just give him a call and give him a shout out, okay? And I just mentioned that, Elohim throws a call, you know, and they get a little discount on what's been going on over there. Huh? And we also have Dr. Bill, his number is 615. I just learned out that he's offering water purification systems, you know, how important water is to the body. So give him a call. If you don't have these two guys on speed dial, you deserve what you get. No, nobody deserves what you get. Just give these guys a call, and don't worry, and be happy. Okay. Now, boy, that commercial took a few minutes. Try not to elaborate too much on the commercial because that knocks the time out. I think we might have time for one more word. There's 360 degrees in the word here that we're going through. So it'll take a few minutes to go through that. Next week, we'll start on the Constitution first. And we'll read some of the Constitution, but you know, what's in the Constitution for the society. The church and the society is under the same Constitution, okay? For those of you who don't know, didn't know what's going on, okay? What do we do? President not really going to shout. Now, remember, you know, I don't know if you watched the movie Matrix. They gave it to the Greeks, and know thyself. But that's coming from Kemet. All that's coming out of Africa. Know thyself. It'd be amazed at what's actually coming out of Africa. But that they're just taking and stealing. Even the Republic system, that's out of Africa. The Nama. I don't know if you're familiar with Nama. He united Upper and Lower Kemet. The Republic is a war machine. He had the first standing army. Because, you know, the people used to, the farmers and stuff, used to come out and just fight, you know what I mean? But Nama set up the first military. That was part of the Republic. So a Republic is a war machine. But knowing yourself, that's the first thing I say on Sunday when I talk about the Bible 2.0. You have to accept who you are. You are all God. That means you have unlimited potential. That's what it means. It don't mean you can run right here and make the earth disappear. That's not what it means. Well, there's more to it than that if you there with the life of Jesus and life of Paul. There's more to it than that. But the book is telling you that you have unlimited potential as designer. You can design anything. We decided we wanted to fly, so they went and they got a copy of the plane from the pyramid. Now, the Wright brothers didn't draw up the first plane and flew. They put an engine on the plane, got your neck. They put an engine on the plane, they made the plane fly along and all that. But the real design came out of Kemet. For those of you who don't know, it came out of Kemet. In fact, the largest plane that the military used is the design of the plane from Kemet. It's called the Herculean Transport. Look it up. I'm not making this stuff up here, guys. You can look this stuff up. Well, they're changing Google around. So if you're going to look it up, you got to start hurrying up. So the 1% that they can control over Google, just to keep you, so that you don't know what the heck is really going on, okay? I just wanted to just say know thyself, because we run around talking about, well, I'm an Egyptian, and I'm a French man, and I'm from Germany, and I'm an American, and I'm an African, and I'm this, that, and the other. No, you're a god. That's who you are. That means that this entire planet is where you're from, because you made this planet. Wait a minute, how can you say something like that? Where is that coming from? Well, the Bible said we are gods. It said God made the heavens and the earth. That means men and women made the heavens and the earth, man. They had technology back then to build solar systems, okay? We're coming into the same technology again. It's not far-fetched. The moon is a satellite. We got satellites up there right now, okay? We got a platform in space right now. We're coming back into the technology that we lost, all right? Okay? So it's not so far-fetched. The evidence is right in front of your face, but you have to wake up to see it. If you're not awake, you can't see anything. So our job as tyrannicalists is to wake you up, or to give you another thought process, because sometimes you wake up and see what's really going on. You wake up into a nightmare. You say, oh, my God, is this really what's happening on this planet? You know what I mean? Especially when you see what they're doing in Somalia and some of these other places out of time. So we're going to get an ass for another. That's some money for society's news, okay? Now, let's deal with what you think you are. If you think you're nothing, that's what you are. So we went to that. What you think you are, what you think about, that's what you bring about. So whatever you think you are, that's what you are. If you think you're just a man and a woman, then that's where you're going to function at. That's where you're going to live at. And you're going to run into all kinds of trouble, because you're going to be designing stuff to get yourself out of the mess that you're in. You can come up with different things to achieve whatever you want, whether it's money, houses, cars, whatever you want. You can figure it out because of who you are. But you have to accept who you are. Stop telling people that you can't do this. People tell you can't do this, or we can't do that, or we're stuck here and we are. No. That's not who you are. You can do anything that you want because of who you are, okay? A negative person lives off negative energy. A positive person lives off positive energy. Now, what does that mean? What in the world is negative energy? You know what I mean? You run the people that lives off negative energy. You can do everything that you want to them good, help them all that. Do one bad thing to them, and man, that's all they remember. They don't be talking about nothing else except the one bad thing that you made a mistake and did to them. Oh, well, I don't mess with him no more because so-and-so. And for years, they've helped you, fed you, clothed you, done so much for you, and they screwed up. And what you do? You beat them up for the rest of their life because they screwed up one time. That's a person that lives off negative energy. You follow what I'm saying? People that don't live off negative energy, if somebody screwed up, you figure out what the remedy is to fix the problem, and you move on so that you can constantly help and build and do things for each other. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make it really, really simple because most of us are asleep. And if stuff gets too complicated, we can't see it. You know, it just don't make sense. If it gets too complicated, we just can't see it. And that's by design. Not that you don't have the brain power. But that's what I'm saying. You have the brain and mind power to see everything. Quantum physics, all that stuff, none of that matters. You can see everything. Okay? But they're locking your brain into an occult posture, whereas you can't go past that. And anybody will try to go past that, right out of hand, you just literally shut them down because you don't want to hear. Oh, I don't want to hear. I'm God. Oh no, that's crazy. I don't want to hear that. One of my nieces, when I call myself Elohim, oh, you ain't no Elohim. Don't call me no more. Elohim means God who I am, which the Bible says you are. We're all Elohim. That, but she don't understand. She don't know that because they got us thinking Elohim is some special person up there. Right, sitting on a chair, watching everybody, and as soon as you mess up, they're going to send you down to this guy who's sitting on a hot rock drinking tea, who's going to torture you for the rest of your life. Then we got evil, good and evil. Therefore, we got God and the devil. The God is up there in heaven, not realizing that the entire earth is in heaven. All that is heaven. You know what I'm saying? But it's just a matter of their thought process and what they're seeing. You follow what I'm saying? When we get on Sunday, I did this before, 3 weeks ago, but this Sunday we're going to go through pre-Bible. We're going to go through how you got here, where you came from, and how you got to the point that you can make planets. This is what we're going to do with this Sunday. Okay, I'm going to go through the whole thing so that you can have a different thought process on all of this. Don't think about the Big Bang, because in reality, there's no Big Bang. But that's a whole nother thought process. So wait a minute. I'm getting off track a little bit, and we're really running out of time here. Okay. Because we're still within the word person. To be is to know who you are from the beginning of time until now. Okay, that's the last thought. Coming out of Elohim. Okay. Let me read that again. And to be is to know who you are from the beginning of time until now. Now, this is the key. What do they mean by the beginning of time? See what I'm saying? Oh, what they do with this word time. They got this word time so convoluted that when you talk about time, you don't know what they talk about. They got space time and this time and that time. Listen, it's not complicated, all right? Time is like a ruler. You pull it out when you need to measure something, okay? A ruler measures stationary stuff. Time measures things that's in motion, okay? The beginning of time was when the uncaused cause decided to flow into the universe with his energy. I'm saying he, but it's not really he. There's no ruler. Well, both genders are there. Both genders are always there. So this God, he, and all this stuff, that's just because men want to prop themselves up a little bit. So they put this he thing on everything. You know what I mean? But male and female. It's like with the homosexual thing. Well, I'm a male trapped in a female body. No, you got 46 male, 46 female, and you half and half. Don't even go there. Ain't no female trapped in there. You half woman. And you're a half man. Ain't nobody trapped in there. That's how you was born. They don't know who they are. If they knew who they are, they wouldn't go there. Well, if you want to live like a female, that's on you. You know what I mean? Your process because of who you are. But don't be talking about somebody trapped in there because you're born half male, half female. That's how you get here, okay? That's what's going on. So ain't nobody trapped in here. That person's been there from the time that the egg was fertilized. And that incorporeal entity came into the egg. That's something else we're talking about too, because we don't talk about that. Come on, 46 days for a child to become a child. No, once that egg is fertilized and that light goes around the egg, now this is the age of science. They have equipment that can watch that egg. We only got about 50 seconds left, so I gotta fill the standards there. But those who are on the line, thank you so much. I could do a little searching while we're still streaming. I walk the path with divine energy, and all energy I put out, I embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Listen, I can't express enough that the thought process of who you think you are determines what you're going to do. If you think all you're going to do, all you can do is box, then you're going to be a flashback. If you think all you can do is do music, then you're going to just do music. You know what I'm saying? And if you think that you ain't nothing, then that's what you're going to do, absolutely nothing. So you have to upgrade your thought process to who you think you are. Sit back and think about that. And remember, you are an unlimited being. You can do whatever you want. You are a designer. Your ancestors designed solar systems and stuff. And we're going back. We're coming back to that again. So with that, Alex, I love you. Thank you. Remember, love is the act to make others feel good. Go out and have a feel-good day tomorrow. Make it other people feel good. We'll chit-chat more than a while. Much love.